Blog Talk Radio.
You see, air that we breathe, that we move and heal.
February 2nd, 2019, and it's your girl, Miss Spoon, and I'm here with Lyrical Divas on Blog Talk Radio. Are you excited? It's been a grip, but I'm back with you, and I know, God has something good to share with us today. I've been chomping at the bit. God has been really giving, downloading in my spirit, so I got some stuff to share with y'all today. And so today we're talking about Centered in Him, a series of lessons, and this is part one. But before we get into it, let's just go ahead and open up with a word of prayer. So, dear God, our Father, how excellent is your name in all of the earth. We praise you for your marvelous acts, and we bask in your goodness. Words cannot express our gratitude for the many blessings that you continually bestow upon us, God. And for this, we give you praise. Now, Lord, as we enter your airways and we take this time to thank you for this time and opportunity, we ask, O Lord, to allow your spirit to give us the words to say to your people. Everything we say and do is for your glory. So, Father God, allow me to decrease as you increase. We will continue to give you all of the praise in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, and it is so. Are y'all ready to get into it? Before we even get real deep into it, I got a story to tell. This week I have done something I haven't done in a long, very long time, and that is sleep for an entire 8 hours, y'all. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It was 8 hours in a row. I don't know how to hack. Without waking up with my multiple set alarms, you know what I'm saying? You see, I am a very determined individual, and when I set my mind to do something, knowing I have deadlines I must fulfill, I will do whatever it takes to get the job done. So, and my students, they look up to me and say that I must be superhuman with all these obligations and everything that I hold. And people who I serve, they never even wonder how I get things done. I just do. Up until, that is, when I heard the Spirit say, baby girl, yeah, my daddy, God, and I, we have a love thing going on, so that's how he speaks to me. He said, baby girl, lay your troubles down. Rest and let me take it from here. So I rested in him. And don't you know that the next morning I had more wisdom and more insight than ever before on my job, as well as dealing with the folks? Don't you know God is good? That taught me two things. The body knows when it's time to slow down, and it also taught me that when you follow the voice of your Heavenly Father, then all things will work together for your good. Now, before we get into the lesson for today, I want you to share the link for those who are on social media. And for those who have a phone, tweet it, text it, inbox it, and get others to listen in and see what God has to say on today. I'm going to give you some time to grab your word and your notebook, because what God is going to share on today is good, good, good. When I tell you, woo, Jesus. So let's listen to this song, In Him by Tamela Mann, and let's get into it. All right? Y'all good? Let's go.
It's the air that we breathe, that we move in Him. It's the life that we live, should be in Him. Oh, precious, He is the flow that makes me whiter than snow. No other, if I know it, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's why all that I am.
morning when I rose, there was a song. It was being sung across the great ocean. I saw this on Facebook Live, and it goes like this, and I know this song. It says, when all the other names fade away, Jesus, take your place. When all the other names fade away, Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. And that simply reminded me that he must take his rightful place in our lives in order for our lives to function properly. It is normal to want to be busy because we are fashioned after our elder brother who was busy doing the work of his father, but we need to be in the will of God. So let's begin to get quiet and quiet ourselves and take some inventory of the things that we are placing in front of us to perform on a daily basis. Amen? So the first question we must ask ourselves is this: am I abiding in the Father? And you may ask, how can you abide in him? Well, I'm so glad that you asked. If you have your Bibles or devices, turn with me to the book of John 15, verses 1 through 8. And I'll be coming, and I'm reading from the New King James Version. Amen? And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. This is a very commonly read excerpt of Scripture, and many preachers have exegeted on this text to the point that many laymen in the church can quote it along with the preacher as it is being read. But how many of us can truly say that we have stopped and dissected it and connected this very same text with what it meant to our daily lives? For those who may need some background knowledge of this scripture, let me take you briefly to chapter 14 and give you a brief synopsis. You see, Jesus was with his disciples, and he was revealing unto them about what he must face, the cross, the reasons why. It was in the text that Jesus revealed who his Father was and that he must die, but he would send us a comforter shortly after his crucifixion. He also modeled to us the attitude to which we should have down here on this earth to fulfill his purpose and to fulfill our purpose as we please the Father. This is a powerful message behind the words, and daily I am trying to make sure that this is my reality. When I wake up every morning now, because this was not always my testimony, that I ask the Savior into my day and seek his guidance on what I should be doing and how I should be speaking and what does he want from me, all because I don't want his presence to be cut off from me. You see, I know what it's like to be walking and operating without his presence. Have you ever been so comfortable functioning in dysfunction that when someone questions why you are doing a thing, you have to pause and realize that that ain't normal? And I realize that what I just said is not proper English, but sometimes you just got to make it plain. My brothers and sisters, we must desire to be completely centered in the will of God because he truly has a purpose and a plan for our lives. When we detour from where he is trying to take us, we hinder the process and we become like the children in the wilderness. They were on an 11-day journey, y'all, finally delivered from their oppressors, loaded down with blessings so much that they couldn't contain the wealth and riches, being led with clear signs both day and night, being fed with heavenly manna. But because of disobedience, murmuring and complaining, following false gods, and just flat out doing their own will and not having faith in God, it literally took them 40 years to make it to the promised land. Do you want to be like those wilderness in the wilderness, wandering aimlessly on this earth, busy, marking time? Marking time is when you are marching in place, moving your arms and legs, but not going anywhere. Your body is exuding energy. Your heart is beginning to pace harder. Your breath is getting quicker. You seem like you are really working, and you are. You're working up a sweat, and sweating for no apparent reason, and that's foolishness. Well, imagine yourself working and marking time, just being busy for no apparent reason and never really making any progress, but you're not going anywhere, and you're not producing any fruit or evidence of your progress, and you're getting frustrated all along your fruitless journey. Stop it! As I would say with my students, the devil is a lie. John 15:4 says, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. Now, what is the scripture saying to us? You already know that I love to look at words, so let's take the word abide and find out what it means. Okay? There are several meanings provided when you search this word, but the only one that is applicable to this text is accept or act in accordance with, a rule, decision, or recommendation, and the archaic meaning, live or to dwell. Now, when I am in the midst of teaching, I always tell my students to look at the word and look at the context to which the word is being used, because that will ultimately determine how you interpret the information being presented. To abide means to dwell, and my mind immediately goes to Fred Hammond's song, Dwell. And for those who know me, I love music, and everything about me revolves around good music. So let's get into it. The song says, oh, what peace it is to know that he is wherever I go, whether I move to the mountains or the valley. Abiding in you is the safest place only. And oh, what peace it is to know that you are in the ark of safety, abiding in the will of God, my brothers and sisters. This is why it is so important to know that you know that you know that you know that you are abiding in the will for his will for your life. Never get too bogged down with trying to please everybody and doing everything and being at every event, getting everything done on your to-do list, and being all things to all men when you are letting the very being that allows you to move and to breathe and to have your being, he misses your presence. We sing the song, your presence is heaven to me. And you don't get in his presence, and you don't stay there. I hate to knock down your apple cart and tell you some bad news, but people can be selfish at times and expect you to run and beckon at their call, but are absent when you need them. You know, are you feeling me? It's only human to be all about you and forget about all the needs of others if you are not seeking the love of God for his people. The very people we know and love will sometimes get offended when you finally tell them no. But guess what I found out? They'll get over it. As a converted people pleaser, I used to think less of myself if I wasn't pleasing everyone and making everyone like me. I would literally cry when I hurt people's feelings. But then I found out that people tend to manipulate you when they find out that you are a people pleaser. They use that flaw to get their way and forget about the needs, your needs, and your desires. But God is not that way. He is a true gentleman. He will never force his will on our lives, but he will give you the option to choose. Like the words of God says in Joshua 24:15, it says, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We have a right to choose. And I'm here to tell you that after everything that I have experienced thus far on this earth, who wouldn't serve a God like this? I heard one of my fellow ministers of my church exhort the other day, and she talked about all of the people that she loves in her life, but the one that she loves, she can't live without this love, is the love of the Almighty. And that's how it should be, my brothers and sisters. We all should have this same testimony. And I know it is easy to say this, but let's take inventory of our true day. If we are thinking about other things and haven't thought about God, haven't thought about his word, haven't took any thought about his plans for our lives, souls, and how we are fulfilling his purpose for our lives and time throughout the day, we are functioning in dysfunction, y'all. We say that God is ahead of our lives, yet the cares of the world are taking precedence above everything and everyone. You may be saying to yourself, well, I'm doing the church work, so I'm not in that number. But aren't you? People get it twisted, and I've been guilty of this myself. Yes, I love the house of the Lord, and yes, I love God's people, but when it takes away from you getting what you need from the Lord and your motive or completing those tasks aren't correct, it's still wrong. We must ask ourselves, is my life giving glory to God? Is all that I say and do pleasing unto him? Then reflect back to the scripture, John 15:8. Let's read. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. So here's my next question. Are you bearing fruit? And how much? Don't get mad at me because I asked the question, because the word of God says that you must bear much fruit, not just some fruit. It says much. And when I taught elementary school, the word much is a determining factor to the extent, how much, a measurement aligned to something else. So that means that you may just be producing a little or not enough. Where do you fit in line? I want to produce much. I'm not the judge or the jury, but the Holy Spirit will let you know where you fit in according to the word of God. Amen? This is why it is necessary to take inventory of what all you are doing throughout your day. Yes, you must not be passive in this journey, because faith without action is dead. And I like saying that word, dead. But your ultimate goal is to live and live with him. And in order to do that, we must be actively doing what the will of God, the will of him that called us into this marvelous light, and witnessing of his goodness and compelling souls to join us in this faith walk. This is what we should be doing. This is what we should be busy doing. Whatever God has gifted you to do, whether it is cooking, sewing, fashion, singing, or just plain being good to people, we should use our earthly talents touching the lives of people. Now here I go, reading your thoughts, and I feel you in my spirit. There's someone out there in Radio Land saying, now hold on, you want me to touch lives, but isn't that being busy doing the work of the Lord? And here's my answer to you. The work of the Lord is discipling souls after you thought and brought them to him to be saved. Because we can't save souls, not in our own might, not in our own strength. Only God could do that. We must touch those that we come in contact every day and use the methods that God directs us to use. This is why it is so important to be in tune with the Holy Spirit to lead us and to guide us and to walk us and walk this faith walk out. You may say, but I got this boss that expects me to do this and do that at work and all hours of the day. God knows your workload, and guess what? You can testify of God's goodness throughout your life daily. I was at a teacher's conference last weekend, and I didn't come in brandishing a Bible, speaking in tongues, and announcing to the people around them that I was, in fact, a minister. But I tell you what, several women came up to me and complimented my outfit and my hair. And when I hugged them, they mentioned my sweet spirit. And guess what? That was my open door to mention that I was, in fact, one of God's children. Not minister, not braggadocious, on the same level. And then one of the women said, I knew it, because my spirit connected with you before you opened your mouth. You see, God will allow you to testify of him and the work he is doing within you without trumpets all blaring. All you have to do is live. And then, my brothers and sisters, you are beginning to fulfill your ordained purpose and plan for your life. Now, here is something practical I want you listeners to do, and that is to take the time to truly evaluate all the things that you are doing to see if they align with what this scripture is saying about your life. We know that Jesus has commissioned us to abide in him because he is in the will of his Father. We also are ordered to be fruitful and not just bear little, but much. So we need to start collecting evidence of our fruitfulness. We don't want to be like those who meet the Maker saying, Lord, Lord, and he says, depart from me because I never knew you. If you are like me, you want to hear well done when it is all said and done. When we abide in his will, follow his will for our lives, and be busy doing the will of the one who sent us, we will have great success. The word of God says that the steps of a good man or woman are ordered by the Lord. So let us be led by him. How can we do that? Allow the Spirit of the living God to lead us and guide us in our daily lives by searching the scriptures and praying daily to hear a word from the one who orchestrates everything. At my church, we've been in a series of No More Broke Days, and through the word being preached, we learn that God has a master plan for our daily lives. It is because God reveals his plan through his instructions and circumstances, and in this life, circumstances will change. We also learn that if we live long enough, instructions will change. Circumstances will change. But I have confidence in knowing that God's peace and provision are products of God's master plan. My brothers and sisters, instead of being in the never-ending cycle of running around the hamster wheel and never escaping the cage, instead of just marking time and never moving, watching others go ahead of me and you, then purpose within yourself that you will seek God's will for your life in all that you say and do. Now, before we close, I want to make sure that there is anyone in the sound of my voice who desires to know this Jesus that I'm talking about, the Son of the Living God, in a special way, to have the opportunity to get connected with him today. You heard me earlier saying that my daddy God and I got a love thing going on. But guess what? He is so big and so vast that his love can extend to each and every one of you too. At the same time, his love touches me and fills me until I truly believe that I'm his favorite. You see, my natural dad on this earth has four girls, and even though we're fully grown, we all argue over who is his favorite. And that is a wonderful testament of his love for his daughters. Well, if my earthly father can do that, just imagine what our heavenly father can do for you. The one who has all power in his hands. He knows everything about us, can do something about each and every situation and circumstance in our life, if we only believe. You have the same relationship. You can have this if you desire so today by saying this simple prayer with me. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you died for my sins. I've sinned. I repent of my sins. Come into my life and save me. I want to be born again. Now, if you said this simple prayer for the first time, or if you are saying it again to renew your faith, I want you to get connected to a Bible-based church in your local area. But if you are in my town and you want a church that loves the Lord, I recommend my church home, Harvest Time Church in Houston, Texas, where Bishop Shelton Beatty is the senior pastor. Well, I hope and pray that my listeners appreciate what God has given to me to give to you on today. And if you are here with me, whether by computer or device, you may join us in the chat room afterwards and leave me some feedback. Don't forget to make one of your favorites right here on Blog Talk Radio by visiting our site and giving me a heart. Now, God has opened doors of opportunity for me to attend and be a part of some exciting events near and far, so I may change my time slots. But know this, God has a word for you to move on your next level. His desire is not for us to be stagnant in the ways of the Lord, and I don't want you weary in well-doing. So next time we meet, we will talk about contending and not fainting. Now, that's a word. Remember what we talked about on today, how many of you want to be used. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you. Thank you for allowing me to decrease so that you could be glorified on today. I thank you that your word went forth with clarity, with wisdom and insight, and that you use me as a vessel to carry your word to your people. I pray that some soul was touched in a mighty way, and each and every one of them, I turn them over to you to do a mighty work in their lives. Now, God, as we enter another week in the second month of the year of the shout, I ask that you guide us as we live our lives operating among your people. Edify us today, strengthen us, fortify us, and justify us as we live according to your word, and we will continue to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all of the praise. These things we all ask in your mighty name, we pray. Amen, and it is so. Well, God bless y'all. Spiritual in all things, in him we move and have our being. Y'all be blessed.
Feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to him. Say it.
Having a spiritual experience. But you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
Experience, but you're a spiritual being.
Isaiah, Little Rodney, Hurst, Bill Lapidone Horn, Javier Solis. Let me feel ya. All right, company, I need y'all to take a breath and take it up right here.